Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Mission accepted. Thank you so much for showing up today and taking on the mission with us and being willing to, what's she gonna call us today? She calls us the most crazy things. You are the most abundant podcast listeners ever. And if you weren't now, you will be within the next 25 minutes, because it is an abundant life. And look at whether you take the mission now, you've taken it before, you've got more missions coming down the pipeline. It is about a life of purpose. It is about a life of joy. It is about a life of being brave, braving up, thinking bigger, being bolder, being humble, being everything, being true to you, investing in yourself, taking yourself from your, I love this. This is Barbara's words, not mine, you know, mass messenger, test, testimony, experiences, abundance, experiences and abundance. How are you going to wrap that up in a bow in 25 minutes? I don't know, but that's not my job today. That is her job today, because that's what she does every day. She wraps people's lives up in a beautiful bow and gets you to see things differently. Even those of you that have a couple of gifts on your desk already. So Barbara Frankson has been with us. This is our 6th time of hanging with this woman. We're grateful. I know that you are as well. And if you haven't gone back and listened to some of the podcast shows that she's done already, I know after this one that you will. And she's been taking us on a journey, really from pain to passion is kind of what I'm seeing, and all of the inspiration and growth that happens in between. And sometimes we need someone to cheer us on. And she has been cheering us on. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what she has to say in terms of bringing it all together and where and why is it worth it, right? Why is it worth it? Thank you so much for just the whole journey. And I know that we've got lots more work to do, but thank you for coming back and thank you for sharing. And what are we going to do today? What are we going to talk about today, girl?
Thank you for having me. My favorite man. So this is the thing. All this time, you know, all 6 episodes, the final episodes first, it's being filmed in my peace house. This is what I call this house. So we're going to take it home, because when I realized where I was going with the pain in my life, I moved. I went purposefully looking for a home that represents peace to me. And when I look out the window, anywhere I look, it's all peace. And I say only peace can dwell here. But it came at a cost. It came at a cost. And when I look back, I hear my grandmother right now at 105 saying, when I look back over my life and see where it's brought me from, joy. And now I understand those words. And I understand the tears, watching my grandmother just sit there and cry. I didn't even know that my grandmother was poor, or we were poor, until I came to America, because we always had abundance, it appeared, right? Because of her story. And my story is no different than everyone. So let me wrap it up, because I never thought that I would even be alive today, because some of those pains almost took me out. Some of it, and that's why this is so important to me. This is personal, y'all. It's personal. I have a passion for it, because before I was in my mother's womb, I was designed with purpose and gifts. But guess what? Life happened. Mm-hmm. And when life happens, it brings pain. And when pain comes, we have two choices. There's only two. Faith or fear, right? Mm-hmm. And then if we really look at it, do we move or do we get paralyzed? Do we take that pain for something? I don't know about everybody else, but my pain was so great. I used it to ignite my purpose. Because my goal is to touch at least 1,000 women's lives this year. And the reason why is this, right? When I woke up in my house, my peace house, and I said, I am fulfilled. I wish I could bottle this. And that voice that I spend so much time with, that voice, when I went looking for love in all the wrong places, was all along here. You ever sit there now looking for your phone and your phone's in your hands? I do. Now I'm talking on the phone and I say, y'all, I can't, whoever I'm talking to, I'm like, I can't find my phone. They go, well, you talking on it? Oh yeah. It's the same. It's the same thing for the love. I went looking for love in all the wrong places. Because remember, I used to define myself as a product of an adulterous affair. I never knew my dad. So I went, Tom, Bob, bring me, love me, love me, love me. No, no. So when I looked back and I said, this pain had to mean something. I didn't go for it in vain. As much pain as I've had, I don't regret anything. From my molestation to my abuse physically, mentally, sexually, in every area of my life, I don't regret anything because it was used for something else. And one of the things that I know now, that when I sit across from women and I talk to them and I coach them and I speak to them, the reason I didn't want to coach, I'm serious. I didn't want to do it. But when I was speaking, people would follow me to the back of the room like, well, I wrote a book. You know, and ironically, my book was called Transformation. It took me 5 years. Now, for anyone that's an author, you know it shouldn't take that long. You know that. Because I now know that. I was like, oh, Lord. But you know what happened? Pain happened during that. And how I know when people in my family, you know, the ones that want your book for free because they don't see your value. And when you don't see your value, you give it to them. But I learned this from someone, a woman that was talking at a woman's when I was growing myself. And I thought I was doing something. I went to give her a book free. And she said, no, I don't want it. And she said to me, writing that book, did it cause you pain? She know. You never give your gift or your pain away. Your pain is used for purpose. And your gifting, there's a price on it. Right? Because if you don't put a price on it, people will think that it's not valuable. Stop giving your things away. But I had not realized that. And in those years when I was writing that book, God didn't allow me to finish it because there was still more to the story. When I moved to this house, I thought I was just moving to a peace house. Never would I thought fulfillment would come. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it is selfish. I used to think that when you share your story, right, that you was telling people your business and they're going to go and talk and tell such and such. No, baby. We are all living testimonies. Every single one of us, there's not one of us, no matter what our age, our color, our ethnicity, whether you're in Canada, I'm here in Jamaica, whatever. None of us was born, did not have a purpose or a gift. But I'm telling you, life happens. And the life that happens, if you don't believe me, every single person that's listening, find your gifting and your purpose is right next to it. Find your pain and it's right next to it. But until you start looking at the opportunity and not the obstacle, you can't see what you're not looking for. You can't find what you're not seeking. And my thing is this, my pain was hard, but it bent me. It didn't break me. It took me and I said, I'm going to take that because that's what it was stopping. Remember, I talked about being bullied fourth grade to 11th grade. I had to fight for that thing. I had to fight for my voice. And when I found my voice, people was like, Barbara, you speak too much. Well, now they pay me to speak. So guess what? You were trying to stop me, but you couldn't. Because as long as I started pushing through the pain, and I would not have, can't nobody push through any pains unless they spend time alone. And guess what? It's a hard, it will start hard, but then you'll start loving it. Then you'll start loving it. That's where the boundaries come in, y'all. And you're like, oh, now what you doing spending time with me? That's kind of weird. No, it's not. Because you want to spend time with me because you know my value and you know my worth, right? And one thing that I have to say is because like I said, okay, don't anybody yell at me, church people, I'm putting a quote up. There's a difference between being a Christian and having a relationship with God. Because here's a scripture, y'all, and I had to wrap it up here, right? If he's the vine, and I'm the branch, and I have no fruit on me, that means I'm not with him. I don't know about y'all, but I'm just saying. What are you waiting for? Because my thing is this, when I say purpose, and a lot of times when I put my things in, I get people in my DMs, and they want to say, well, if God, yeah, faith or fear, what's stopping you? Fear is false evidence appearing real. I can sit here and quote scriptures, but I won't because that's not my purpose. My purpose is to whatever God gave me, I stay in my lane. That's all I can handle. And I'm telling you guys this, it's personal because my pain tried to kill me. And Nick Vujicic, with no limbs, he's the first speaker that God sent to save my life. And ironically enough, when I became one of John Maxwell's speakers, because that was again also my journey, he started a program in the schools. And when I was walking into the school, that pit came back. You know, the one where I was getting bullied, but I was on the other side and I was going in. So here, let me wrap it up. I'm originally from Jamaica. I live in Connecticut right now. And in 2019, right before the pandemic, I went back to Jamaica to do a transformational trip for John Maxwell. I picked it because it was Jamaica. And they had said when I started doing the training that it wasn't Jamaica. And they said, Barbara, pray on it. What'd you get, Barbara? I said, Jamaica. And they kept coming back, Jamaica. And when I went to Jamaica, I had to go into a school, right? And when I went into that school, I was supposed to speak into that school. And for those of you who don't know the school system in Jamaica, prayers are still in the school. So those kids pray all the time. So as I'm going in and I'm walking in and the auditorium is full, I said to the principal, can you ask the boys to leave? He goes, what? And I said, this is just for the girls. Just listening to that voice. And he asked the girls to stay and the boys to leave. And I'm sitting there and I said, well, y'all, since prayer is here, let me pray because I want to be respectful. And then I started telling them my story. Right? About being bullied, about being molested. Remember, 7 to 8, between that 7 to 9, I came to this. I know it was around then. My innocence was taken. And then I remember the principal coming up to me and said, Barbara, when you spoke, a pen could have been dropped. These kids never listen. Why? I said, because I know how to speak to their spirit and not their flesh. And because I was them. And then he saw the line wrap around me. Remember, I told you, I didn't even want to coach. but this was happening. And what I realized that day, right before the pandemic, when girls that were being molested was coming to hug me, that God was using me to release them. So for the people who don't feel that their purpose is worth it, people's lives are depending on it. It's personal. And what happened was there was one little young lady that was waiting that was currently being raped. And because if I spoke, she could have gotten helped. My thing is this, it's not about me. My pain was never about me, but I made it about me. But when I understood my pain is connected to my purpose, because we are all living testimonies, and you can't have a testimony without a test. You can't have a message without a mess. And you can't be a speaker if you don't show up, stand up, and speak up. One of the things John Maxwell always said, speak, speaker, speak. You can't take my voice anymore. And that is it. So for everyone that watches this, it would be selfish for you not to walk in your purpose. We're all gifted with it. And if you feel like that in hamster, that's why. If you say someday, one day, any day, that's because you're not fulfilled. And in order to be fulfilled, you have to walk in your purpose, because you'll always feel that empty part. You can't fill it with money. And to have peace, woo, when you're walking in purpose, that's where peace is. So I'm in my peace house, y'all. And I would not change a thing, because everything is connected, my peace. But remember what I said, this is the key. Body, mind, and spirit must be one. Because if any is out-keeled, you can't do what you were called to do. And that's it.
Oh, and that's it, she says.
That's
and
it, that's drop, it. The mic.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic. Drop the pen or pick it up and start writing. I mean, what
a... down. I put my pen down because my story is still being written.
And this is recorded, so you can listen to it over and over and over again. I mean, there's so much in there. Barbara, there's so much in there. There's so much in that walking forward. There's so much in going backwards. There's so much in looking forward ahead. I think really when you say it's personal, when you talk and meet to as many people that I do, I love, there's a speech that actually Oprah talks about that Mandela did. And it's not the great speech that we all think about. It's really that we're all really here to serve. And it's like, and serving and speaking doesn't have to mean that you're famous. And I love this sentence. She's like, you know, when you go into like a takeout place and a few extra napkins, and they make sure that your bag's folded over properly because you don't spill it, you know, you have those fries at the bottom of the bag or whatever it is. It's like, you can be the best at serving whatever that is to you. Everyone has joy.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be that you need to be the the Michael Jordans. You could make the shoes. You know, you can, wherever you are. But I think the thing that really just rings true is when you say it's personal, and knowing that whatever we do is part of an incubator, that we might do it in the quietness of our mind or alone in our office, many of us, right? I mean, yeah. Entrepreneurship, if you're venturing in, if you're a creative, if you're working with creative, if you're part of a team of creative, if you're part of the incubator for the project that you're on to hit people, no matter who's on stage and who's behind and who's doing the lights and who's doing the sound and who's singing, it doesn't really matter. Like, it doesn't really matter. What I hear from you is it's more about the mission. It's more about the impact.
Yes.
And not the instruments, right? It's more like the choir and not the person doing violin and the person doing this and the person doing cello. And I think that if we all understand that we can take ourselves to a state of excellence. And that, I remember it's a show and it's called You Got Mail, and it's with Meg Ryan, and it's with, Tom Hanks. And yes. He takes her over, right? She's got this tiny little bookstore, and he comes in as the big conglomerate. And then he tries to date her later and brings her over some daisies. And he says to her, it wasn't personal, it was business. And she said the best line ever, and I've seen the movie way too many times. She goes, if it should be anything, it should be personal. And what's wrong with being personal? I think this whole journey that you've just taken us on this last 6 months has been really personal and giving us permission to be the best version of ourselves, no matter where we're at. And if you have a calling to be, do, hear, sing, speak, shine, be humble, be loud, then yeah. What I'm hearing from you is it's your job.
It is.
It's your job. Because your not is being selfish.
Your circumstances do not define you. You define your circumstances. You don't need mm-hmm. anyone's permission. I cut all my hair off. I'm grown.
I know. When I saw you, this is a new recent look. And when I met you, you didn't have that.
Your face was priceless when you saw me, like Barbara.
Oh my gosh. It reminded me, I had long, beautiful blonde hair.
Yes.
Blonde bit of blonde hair. And one time, he's not my husband anymore, but my husband took me to work. And uh-huh. I called my girlfriend who was a hairdresser. I'm like, today's the day. She's like, for what? And I said, for short and black. She's like, get over here. And I went from long and blonde. And when my husband picked me up, I had like what is that movie? That one with John Travolta that everyone loves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Black hair. Short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Short. Square bangs, and he picked me up. He's like, I'm like, new wife. You know what I mean? But I think sometimes you just, I don't know, when you said that, that's what reminded me of, sometimes you just gotta go do something different. And
it was my
no permission
is with women. I had to let them see, because they say men are visuals, but so are women. When you cut your hair off, I said, I'm gonna cut it off, because guess what? You know who looks in the mirror at Barbara Frankson? Barbara Frankson does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need anyone's permission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my whole thing is, when you do something for you, when you're here, you give every woman permission to be who they are, mm-hmm. no matter where you are. And John Maxwell has a thing that says, once you taste significance, success just won't do. You can have all the money in the world, but if you're not making impact or significance, guess what? You're not serving, baby. You gotta serve.
Gotta serve. All right. On that note, people, you can watch these over and over and over again. You can go see the real thing. I'm sure this woman is on a stage near you. Because if you've got a computer or a phone, she is on a stage near you. I know. Now you know why she's on our stage 8 times. She's on the Stand Up, Speak Up, and Show Up. And look at, just pop over to Dev Drum and go to the events. You'll see all the dates that you'll be able to come party, come fill yourself in. You know, we've done it to fill yourself up. We want you to recognize this day as a day that was earned before you ever knew you had to earn it. There was people that went before you, and there is people that are going to go after you. And this day is a very important day, March 8th, International Women's Day. And we want to heighten the sense of recognition and allow you and give you permission to take one day off and come get filled up, even for a couple of hours, right? And so there is women like Barbara that are going to pour into you and make your day and your moment significant. In the meanwhile, go check her out, because she's hanging out pretty well everywhere. So please let people know where they can find you. Thank you so much for being honestly the best podcast people ever. You love on us, you allow us, you continue to show up. And as long as you're showing up, I'm showing up. As long as you're showing up, I'm showing up. So thank you. Be well, stay groovy. And Barbara, please take us out. Where can they come hang with you?
Thank you so much, first and foremost, for inviting me. This was definitely a God moment. They can find me at B Frank Speaks. You can find me on Instagram as I Am B Franks. And also, I have Gifted Warriors coming out. It's a boot camp, and I'm telling you, in training, guys, invest in you so you can invest in others. And most importantly, invest in yourself.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Be well, stay groovy, and we will see you again in a few days.
Bye. Bye. Bye.